Tyraco Scale Model. Access to the Tyraco Scale Model is free. Look closely at this model as it will help you to understand what the Roman city used to look like. The model shows the city in the 2nd century at the height of its glory. It was made to a scale of 1 to 500 and is 18 cubed meters in size, making it the second largest model of the Roman world in Europe, only topped by the one in Rome. Construction work began in October 2002 and finished in November 2005 after 7,800 hours of work. A wall measuring some 4 kilometers protected the city. The highest part of the city boasted the most representative area in the Tarragona province, with large buildings constructed on terraces. The great temple of Roman worship and its enclosure, the provincial forum square and the circus. It had initially been occupied by the military garrison. In the 1st century AD, when earlier hostilities had ended, a magnificent architectural ensemble was built to host the administrative bodies of Hispania Citeria province, for which Tarraco was the capital. Construction work then began on an imposing design of related buildings on 3 terraces, consisting of 2 squares with arched porches, provincial forum, to which the circus was later added. The upper terrace, or worship area, was an enormous square, surrounded with an arched porch. It marked off a large room where it is thought that an annual meeting would take place to select the new priest for Roman worship, Flamen Provincial, from among the representatives of each of the province's legal monasteries. The Temple of Augustus is likely to have been in the middle of the square. The 2nd terrace, on a lower level, was a garden area with a path of slab stones which joined the worship place to the circus. This central spot was surrounded with an arched porch, the back wall of which was decorated with fixed pilasters and was raised 3 meters above the square. Behind the arched porch, there were between 1 and 3 stories of galleries placed on top, depending on the area. These were then connected by way of 2 staircases, Praetorium and Audientia Towers. All of these buildings were constructed over the course of the second half of the 1st century AD. Clearly, this was a project which was developed in Rome, in which highly qualified individuals would have been involved. Its sheer scale, measuring 7.5 hectares, set it well above most architectural complexes from the Roman era, making it the largest forum in the entire empire. The circus was built at another level, which was even lower, and is one of the most representative displays of Tarraco's splendour. The forum was the city centre, and was set on a small hill near the sea, approximately in the area surrounding Cathometa Street. Beneath the complex there is a sharp drop which became the natural barrier between the city and the harbour. The Roman theatre was built in the central area using the slope to their benefit. The front of the harbour was at a much lower level. There were no significant changes to this structure until the 3rd century, as shown on the scale model. The city reached the peak of its expansion in the 2nd century, and the 3rd of these show buildings was built, namely the amphitheatre, which is outside the walls to the east of the city and close to the sea. With time, the city expanded to such an extent that the shortage of land for building led to the creation of a suburb in the direction of the river Francoli, between Via Augusta and the sea. After seeing the scale model, return to the square and go to the right, to the Rosa Gate. As you walk through it, notice the thickness of the outside wall, which measures approximately 6 meters in width.